Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
High noon in the District of Columbia. B, Mitch, and Finley here. We're fired up to get to the Rude Guest Hotline and talk to our friend Mr. Chris Miles, NBA TV down in Atlanta. Chris, what's up, dude? How you been?
Good, man. Last couple times I was on the show, you were off, man. Maybe on vacation or something. Good to hear your voice.
Is this a setup? Something tells me.
I didn't say nothing to him.
Not at all. Just saying, good to hear your voice, man. Good to hear your voice.
I appreciate it.
But he wasn't lying.
Dude, let's start with pretty big news out of the NBA. I'm not sure I'm surprised, but still, considering everything he's accomplished, Greg Popovich stepping down in San Antonio.
Yeah, I mean, I think the last story of him passing out at a restaurant was kind of like, man, I mean, he was out, you know, this whole season, and you kind of heard the rumors of, like, this man just needs to take care of his health. And I think once the last incident, I want to say that was about a month ago, once that news broke, this felt inevitable. Clearly, you know, Hall of Fame career, one of the legends. I would say if you look at an NBA history, top, you know, 3, 4, 5 coach ever. So, you know, hopefully he's able to live a long life from here and take care of himself physically. You know, we've heard all the stories of how dedicated he is to basketball and how much it means to him. So we know that he's going to miss coaching, but I think it's the best thing for him now.
He's going to miss it, but I just think he needs to invest that same level of determination and all that he had in the sport into himself so he can take care of himself.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we know what kind of lifestyle coaches lead at his age. Ooh, he just says, yeah, man. Yeah.
Let me ask you, Miles. I mean, Pop, I know a lot of people really loved him. He kind of played up the jerk bit whenever he did sideline interviews. I think that was largely because he just didn't think they should be done. But behind closed doors, I was always told he was a really brilliant gentleman. Did you interact with him at all? What was he like? What is he like?
No, but here's the deal. I didn't interact with him that much, and it's kind of interesting in that way because I do get the opportunity to interact with a lot of coaches.
Right.
But, I mean, at least 20 to 25 guys that played for him, including Danny Green, Steve Smith, you know, guys who won championships with him, and they tell all of the detailed stories and what it's like playing for him and how it's a one-of-a-kind experience. And that there's a reason he's won so many championships. And it depends on the kind of player and the nuance and the kind of control that he had. But, you know, a lot of times you hear, oh, that coach isn't as great as people say, or that player, you know, you're missing this and that. Well, Greg Popovich, it's never that. Mm-hmm. You've never heard he's not as great. It's kind of like, you know, the most I've ever heard is how controlling he is. And he's a head coach, right? Like, what kind of head coach is great and not very controlling? So right. I think that aspect of it, having the privilege of being around so many, Robert Horry's another guy that, like, who played for him, tell the stories of what makes him different and what makes him better in the sense of his relationships with players. And now he knows how to treat every player a certain way. and really get to know them and maximize their skill sets is not something that every coach can do.
Not at all.
I would think, and I don't know that this is, I would think kind of the greatest coach of this generation is Phil Jackson, but then Pop's right behind him. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, and I would say that's the previous generation, because this generation now, I would say maybe Eric Spoelstra. Some would say Steve Kerr. I don't know about that one when we, you know, working and looking at the X's and O's. I would go Spoelstra.
The Heat scored 33 and a half. They scored 33 points in a first half, Miles. I don't know. Now's the time to be hyping up Spo.
Well, I mean, look, man, you can't win without talent, right? Like, I mean, first of all, Spo's already been named the top 15 coach in NBA history, right? This is the worst timing. But look, they're the first 10th seed to make the NBA playoffs. Like they win it, but they're not supposed to be there, right? You look at that team, you're like, oh my gosh.
So you hit
on
something.
They weren't supposed to be there.
That B and I were yelling about, at least I was yelling about earlier last week. I'm really excited for the second round of the NBA playoffs, and there have been some really good series. I think, Bucks Pacers was kind of entertaining. Some of these West Coast series have been really good. It's time to abolish the play-in. It's awful. It just leads to more bad basketball. The playoffs is about good basketball, not the bad stuff we watch during the regular season. Mm-hmm. I want the play-in out of my life.
Well, so I'll push back on it in this way. I think the actual play-in, I'm with you. I'm out on those games. As someone that has to watch games all year, I'm like, oh, man, these are just not very good. But here's where the play-in works. When you get into the time of year where teams quit, those teams for the play-in, a lot of them are not quitting, right? So, like, take the Chicago Bulls. You know, they gave us that great comeback against the Los Angeles Lakers because they're fighting, you know, to get in the play-in when Kevin Herter is giving LeBron James eye candy and Josh Giddey hits a half-court shot. So I think what it helps is basketball in January, February, and March, it gives us more teams competing. And then teams trying to get to that six seed, right, that a lot of times if you're like, oh, I'm 6, 7, 8, who cares? Well, now you don't want to be 7, 8, 9, 10 because you don't want to have to play those extra games. Mm-hmm. So I do think it brings a lot more oomph to the end of the regular season that most certainly was not there before. But you'd have a new conundrum because you get like 3 or 4 days of games where you're like, yeah, I don't know if I really care if the Kings – are battling it out to make the playoffs just to get their heads beat in the first round.
Chris, Lakers.
That's fair. I hear all those points, and it's kind of funny because I look at this through my prism as a Wizards Bullets fan, right? And I think for far too long, like, the play-in wasn't always there, but the Wiz were clinging to just being
just
a playoff team, and yeah. That was a good season.
They thought it was enough.
Even though we all kind of started to realize, like, yo, this thing is going nowhere. What is the point? I think the play-in allows more organizations to do that, to just keep pretending that what they're doing matters. That said, as I am all in on the current Wiz rebuild and everything, I'd love for them to get in the play-in next year because I'd be fired up to watch it.
Yeah, absolutely. See, like, even what you're saying now, if you're like, great point. If you're a Wizards fan, it's been like, all right, it's been 4 years of this or 3 years of this, whoever wants to clock it back. And I'm like, oh, so if we get, you know, the number one pick or the second pick in the draft, let's not even go Cooper. Let's go Dylan Harper. Oh, I got Bub and Dylan. Now we got two young guards that can cook. And let's say you sign somebody else and like, oh, we can make the play-in. There's a hope there. And then if you're the ninth seed, you're like, we wouldn't have been in the playoffs before. Let's bump up and try to get to 8, and then maybe we catch a team with an injury in the first round. Like, it does bring this, like, unreasonable amount of hope, and I think that is good for the NBA in that sense. I do wish, like, I mean, I feel like we had some decent play-in games, like the Hawks and the Bulls. I remember that was a good one. Trae Young kind of, like, quit on the last play, kind of, or the Hawks and the Heat. Like, that was a good one. So, like,
well, and B pointed out, we got to watch the Warriors in the play-in out West.
Yeah.
Them and the Lakers are in it every year. Like,
right.
Okay, but what about the Lakers? What the hell happened to the Lakers?
I mean, it's what I thought was going to happen.
My idea is an old man now, and you got another dude that refuses to get in shape.
Look, you know what? You've heard me talk about this, B. Mitch, and I sounded like a crazy person when the Mavericks made the trade. In the sense of
you came
I had
home with
so
us.
Much
yeah.
intel down there. You yeah. heard me say it. I'm like, look, Now, first of all, I had a love fest with Luka Doncic when he came into the league. Look at his rookie year highlights. He doesn't look like that anymore. All of the people within that organization that were complaining about things, they wanted Luka to succeed. They needed Luka to work out, and they were like, all right, this enough is enough. Mm. And then you kind of saw it, and you see how J.J. Redick is acting. He is acting like everyone inside the Dallas Mavericks organization already. He's like, what did he say? He said, we got to get in championship shape. Look at that team. There's only one person he could possibly be talking about. The rest of those guys are in great shape. But when you see Anthony Edwards, a guy that was maligned for, you know, not having the basketball IQ, work on his conditioning and talk to LeBron and talk to KD. See, that's the thing, like, take me behind the curtain a little bit. I know you asked about the Lakers, but Anthony Edwards, who's maligned for some of this off the court stuff, right? He doesn't drink alcohol. That is a fact. If you want to find him, you find him in the gym. If you want to talk to him, you talk to him about basketball, right? Same thing. You know what I mean? Like, so that's the kind of guy he is. And we're seeing that evolution on the court, and he's coming at you. And that's why he's the people's champ. Mm-hmm. There's a reason he's a fan favorite. It's because of those things.
Well, I think so much was made of how dumb the Mavericks were to trade away Luka. And Luka and LeBron could go on to win a title, and they go out in 5 games.
Hmm.
Now, I think the Timberwolves were like the exact wrong matchup for them. Just because Ant's so physical. But, like, dude, they got Jaden McDaniels, Naz Reid. Like, T-Wolves could play, man. DiVincenzo all of a sudden is like a hard ass. But I think where Dallas really messed up is have an open auction for Luka. If you want to get rid of him, make it clear everybody in the league can come get him and maximize what you can get in return. But I don't know, man. The NBA has so many sycophants that just like say the same thing over and over. But I think you really got to examine Luka after this. Like, maybe he wasn't healthy
Look, man, we examined him after the 2023 Western Conference Finals. That was in our workspace, right? You know how it is, JP, when you're covering the Washington football team and you know of something,
right,
but it's really not public yet. And you're like, I don't know if I want to go with that one. Yeah. Right. So our examining of Luka happened after they went to the Western Conference Finals before they went to the NBA Finals. And I think I came on your show and told you this, the difference between Luka and Kyrie, after that game 3 loss in the finals, right? Like, Kyrie's with his family, with the teammates. I'm like, I'm not going to bother him. He separates. Hey, Chris, I'm like, oh snap. Like, he's still talking to us. And you know how that is when a team loses and they know, like, their season is over. Like, that guy showed that kind of, like, leadership and personality. And look, no knock on Luka, but he was, like, over there by himself, not, you know, talking to his teammates, not trying to bring them back up. I noticed things like that when you have that behind-the-curtain look. And, again, that's not saying, like, Luka Doncic is a terrible human being, because he's not. I like Luka. But when a guy is, if you're talking about paying a guy $350 million in our contract, like, you have to be in the best shape. You have to, like, your body has to hold up. You have to be that guy. And, you know, LeBron James at 40, that's the best you're going to get out of a 40-year-old body.
It's unbelievable.
Right? Like, that's it. Like, you're not going to get more out of it. And if you saw LeBron talk to Ant-Man, he's like, now you got it. Now, okay, this is what we talked about in the summer at the Olympics. Like, next level. And Luka has to start to buy into that, because he's been this magician, this prodigy for so long that it doesn't seem like he understands the sacrifices it takes to become, you know, that champion and that finals MVP.
See, I watch it, man, and I came in here. I said, man, the dude looked like he's hurt. Like, you know, you go work out, Chris.
I love this example.
You work out that first day, and then you wake up. Well, you work out on Monday. Tuesday you wake up, you're a little sore, but Wednesday you wake up and you're like, damn, I can't move. That's how Luka look every time he run up and down the court, especially on defense.
Yes, and he's too young for that.
Hell yeah.
Right? Like, that's the – and the thing is, B. Mitch, it's been like that for 2 years. I think to your point, people see the highlights. So even if you take highlights from that game and show Luka offensively, you'd be like, oh, look at the crazy shots he's hitting because he's that talented. He really is that talented of a basketball player, but it's a professional athlete. If I thought about it, what's my man that played for the Mets, Vogelbach? the guy that hits the home runs but like has a big belly and you're like, man, is he really a good baseball player? Like, that's kind of like Luka's kind of that, but he obviously doesn't have a big belly, but that's who he is on the basketball court, where you're like, this guy, oh, right?
He kind of looked a little doughboy to me.
Yo, they list that dude Vogelbach at 270, which is big. I'm taking the over.
Yeah, I took my wife to a Braves game. We sat behind home plate, and she was like, what is – she was laughing at him, and he looked at her and popped his bubble gum. First pitch, home run, and looked back at us. And I was like, that's hilarious.
That's gangster, dude. Crazy, yeah, man. That's cool. Yeah. All right, we are talking with our –
You were like, baby, stop. I want to fight this big dude.
That was funny. Because it wasn't that many people there. Like, so she's sitting there. She's like, what's happening? Like, she couldn't she's not a baseball fan, right? And we're that close. And I'm like, shh. I can hear you. What are you doing?
Talking with our friend Chris Miles here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMB. You can follow Miles at Chris Miles TV on Twitter and Instagram. All right, let's get to the actual games that are going to be played. You think the Warriors close out the Rockets tonight? And if so, how do we rank this as an upset? Like, obviously, the Rockets are the two seed. Yeah. They had a really good regular season, but you're running up against Steph and Draymond and what Golden State is.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, and this is what I mean about out west and why, like, the play-in is a bigger thing out west than it is in the east. Like, I'm looking at the regular season standings right now, and 4 wins separate the Warriors from the Rockets. And I bet if I looked into, like, the post-Jimmy Butler trade records, I would imagine the Warriors, if they didn't have an equal record to the Rockets, they might have had a better record, right, with Jimmy Butler on the floor. So I think the Rockets – Amen Thompson is the guy that I'm highest on, watching him play in overtime elite. And I've been trying to tell people about him for years in a sense of like, yo, this guy's amazing. And he was in a G League and people are like, what are you talking about, Chris? I think that when you watch him and Jalen Green in game one of this series, it set the tone of, oh, these kids aren't ready. Mm-hmm. Right? Like they need this year of getting there, feeling what it's like, seeing what it's like, going through the emotions. You know, I talked to, Wes Matthews about this. I don't know if you guys remember him. He played for the Lakers and the Bucks and the Trailblazers. And I was like, man, what was it like your first – and Danny Green, too, who almost won a Finals MVP. And they were both like, man, the first time I got a playoff game, my mouth, it was like foamy or something. Like, I couldn't breathe.
Damn.
And it took me like a quarter or two because it's different. And I'm like, but it's you playing in the same arenas. It's the same capacity crowd.
That pressure is different, though, bro.
Everything is different.
That pressure is way different.
So he's like, your body, it's not even like you can train your mind, but your body reacts. And he's like, so their whole team is that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you look at the Warriors, they're good. They got Draymond, Jimmy, Steph. You know, their whole squad has been through it. where you look at Houston, who are they leaning on for that? Fred Van Fleet is like Dylan the Brooks. Only guy.
Dylan Brooks.
Does Dylan, Brooks, is he not – is do people hate him as much as I do?
Yeah.
He's annoying, though.
Yes. God. I mean, he's one of those – when him and Draymond on the court together, I'm like, I don't know if I want to watch this right now. I can't. I just – and, you know, what's crazy is we get to work with Draymond, so I watch him on the court, and I'm like, man, when he come in here, how's this going to be? And he comes in, and he's super chill, and he's a funny guy, and I'm like, this is not happening.
That's crazy.
Like, he's more Jalen Rose off the court. You know,
but
I mean,
at least
like
Draymond got skills, though. Draymond might be crazy. He got some skills.
Brooks, oh, yeah. I
Dylan
mean,
Brooks don't
all
have many skills other than just agitating the hell out of somebody.
I concur with that.
Let's run through stuff before we got to let you go, Miles. Sounds like you like Golden State tonight at home, right?
I wouldn't bet on that game, but yes. I think that the playing in Golden State is maybe too big for Jalen Green, Amen Thompson, and those guys. I think Shingun, Van Fleet, and Dylan Brooks are not enough to beat the Warriors, depending on Steph's health. Like, I don't know how bad his hand is.
All right. Last year, I wasn't sure of this, and then sure enough, they got knocked out. I don't know that anybody's beaten the Thunder, at least in the West.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Are they ready to take that step?
So here's what I would say. The winner of the Clippers-Nuggets Game 7 tomorrow has the best chance. And what I mean is they have the championship pedigree. They have the talent. If you get in a series with OKC, like, I don't believe in Minnesota, right? Like, I think the Thunder are just going to handle them and they're going to move on. Okay. I would be absolutely shocked and surprised if that goes 7 or if the Wolves are able to beat the Thunder. Anthony Edwards will be absolutely the face of the NBA, period.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Like, it's over. Like, yeah. That means he did something that some Kobe Jordan-esque stuff where we're like, oh, that he took it from everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think, but when I look at Denver, especially like Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, or the way Kawhi Leonard is playing, like, those teams got the guys that know how to do it. And the Thunder, I don't know if they have it, if they've proven it yet with their group, where those two groups have that already.
That's fair. That's why so those series I will watch with legitimate interest. The Cavs, Pacers, and Knicks, Celtics I will watch with just like digital wallpaper interest. Like, I know who's going to win both of those series. But
so you know the Knicks are going to win, huh? You got the Knicks tape.
Miles,
all day,
I love you.
Every
I know
day.
Those are your
you know Justin better than that.
Berta, greatest Knick ever. Bing bong.
What'd you think of that?
I think you're crazy.
What'd you think of somebody legitimately saying Brunson's the greatest Knick ever? That
you
offend
know,
your
I,
soul?
I, honestly, so here's the thing. It would, and then I'm sitting there watching the game last night with Isaiah Thomas. We are watching now. Isaiah went first of all. I think you guys have heard enough clips from Isaiah to know he just keeps it real, right? Like, it's not like he's going to give you some fake statement. And I was like, hey, what was it like? You know, he was at the game where they called a foul on Josh Hart. He's like, you know, that yeah, whatever that foul call, but Brunson can score whenever he wants to. I don't know how he does it. And I'm looking at Isaiah like, what you mean you don't know how he does it? And then we start watching the game. And it seemed like everything was falling apart for the Knicks against the Pistons. He's like, Brunson's going to score every time. He's going to score. It's whether or not we can score back, but he's going to score every time.
Wow.
And it was 113-113. I was like, oh, it's Asar Thompson, man. Brunson's in trouble. He's like, no, he's not. So to hear Isaiah Thomas say it in that way, I'll keep it 1,000% with you. I love Patrick Ewing. Patrick Ewing, to me, is the greatest Knick I've ever seen. When he had the ball at the end of games, we didn't feel that way, right?
Yeah.
So, like, it's hard to argue against when someone says that hyperbole. I'm not there yet, but if we beat the Celtics now, then I guess we got to start viewing it in that way.
Mm-hmm. If they beat the Celtics, I'll buy you a steak dinner next time I'm in Atlanta.
Uh-oh.
Hey, that sounds good, man. That sounds great, but I'd rather you pay for a round of golf.
Okay, we can do that too. we got to have you on before Cleveland-Boston because I want to know if you think Cleveland has an actual chance. I'm really interested in that series. Cause Cleveland is damn good, but we got to run right now. Thank you, buddy.
I do.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't ask me about my man Giannis, but we'll talk about that next time.
He's going somewhere else. Thank you, dude. Appreciate you.
LA.
Yeah. Bye.
That's Chris Miles. Give him a follow at Chris Miles TV. Great dude. Great broadcaster. Coming up at 1, we're going to open these phone lines up. And Lampville wants to talk about Jalen Ramsey.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.